Our liturgy today gives us a synopsis, a summary of the events that we are about to experience together as we take the journey of Holy Week. Today's liturgy started with people welcoming Jesus, hailing him as a new king, as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. The people shout, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And as the hymn that we sang proclaims, the lips of those gathered made sweet hosannas ring. Hosanna. We think of that word as a celebratory word, a shout of praise, like hooray. However, the Hebrew word is closer to help. Save us. They were celebrating the one who would save them was here. But soon we find that the crowd has turned against their new king, against the one to whom they cried for help. And the celebration turns to derision. And with the backing of the same crowds that had just shouted, "Save us," the new king is betrayed, arrested, tortured, vilified, and executed. Nonetheless, it remains his intention to save them. Just not in the manner that they had expected. We are reaching the end of the road of our Lenten journey this year, but we aren't there yet. Today's liturgy rushes us through the events that we will spend Holy Week contemplating. But in doing so, Palm Sunday is intended to prepare us, to remind us, to be a roadmap for the journey ahead. We are about to pass through the most difficult part. And it is only by allowing ourselves the time, the space to reflect upon the tragic events that we will mark together over the course of Holy Week, that we can fully appreciate the glory that we will celebrate together here on Saturday night and Sunday morning, 1 week from today. This is a week when I invite you not to be in a hurry, to linger in church, in your prayers for a while, to find time to attend as many of the Holy Week services, either here or elsewhere, as you can. Pray. Confess. Meditate. Spend time in silence in the presence of your Lord. Allow space for God. Listen for Him. Through the rich liturgies of this coming week, may we all experience the mystery of the Incarnation as we are reminded of the tragedy of sin and suffering that is being overcome, so that we might each be filled with joy, gratitude, and expectation as we prepare to proclaim at week's end the truth upon which all hope and history stand.